Well, as we approach lunch on Monday, the Aussie market is hanging on to some small gains. We've got the ASX 200 lifting by a tenth of a percent. It's just the third time in 13 sessions now that local shares are managing to improve. So it continues to be, of course, a challenging month for investors. We didn't get much in the way of a lead from Wall Street on Friday. We had the Dow, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq finishing up completely flat. What did rattle the markets, at least for a brief moment, were reports that President Trump has instructed his aides to proceed with additional tariffs on China. And you might imagine the Chinese not so happy about this news. But what's really supporting our market, at least in the early part of the session today, are the banks, the financials, National Bank leading them higher at this stage, up about 0.9%. So the NAB announced changes to its executive leadership team, including the appointment of the former New South Wales Premier Mike Baird as the Chief Customer Officer of the retail bank. Other stocks doing well, the higher yielding companies, Sydney Airport, Transurban, Wesfarmers, Telstra, all improving at this stage. Now, the real losers are in the healthcare sector, and they're being led lower by aged care stocks. So the Prime Minister made it quite clear in recent days his intention for there to be a royal commission into the aged care industry. Of course, this does create additional scrutiny of that area. So stocks like Aveo Group down 6%, but the big losers are Estia Health, Regis and Japara. They're down in the order of 16% at this stage. CSL in the healthcare space also losing ground, and the round one standout is Primary Health, which is lifting 1.5%. So not only has the company had a broker upgrade today, but it's also paying out dividends to investors in the session. CIMIC is down 1.5%. The construction group, though, has been awarded a $420 million contract to do work on a mine in Chile. Now, across the region, markets in Japan closed today for a respect for the Age Day holiday, and according to the Hong Kong Exchange's website, no interruption to Hong Kong trade at this stage. This is despite the massive typhoon, of course, which did plenty of damage there in recent days. This week on the economic front, we've got the RBA board minutes released, a speech by an official from the Reserve Bank, and about $3 billion in dividends will be paid out from the likes of Rio Tinto, Woodside, ResMed, AGL and Suncorp. The Aussie dollar still around 71.5 US.